Thank you, Chair. Thank you to the Greek delegation providing answers. It's difficult to say answers. I will be asking follow-up questions on many issues. I will try to be as brief as possible. First of all, to my great regret, I think the Greek delegation does not understand the point of this interaction. We are here to have a dialogue and to exchange and to clarify the issues that we couldn't understand from the hundreds of pages written materials we got in advance. And in addition, you send us 10 files of papers, which is not the point of this so-called dialogue. So, from the very beginning, I would like to comment the Ministry of Justice comments on my questions. They said that the purpose of the Greece, the state party, is to codify its legislation. However, you didn't convince us that are really doing codifications. We heard, we read about the numerous laws, and we are in a mess. Which law changes which one? So, but this is part of the sovereignty of the Greek state. You are supposed to help us to understand, because our task is to issue good concluding observations that will help you to go ahead with the implementation of the conventions. I am afraid I didn't get that help. So apart from codification, which is, in my understanding, is not a codification at all. I'm a lawyer. I know what the codification means. Coordination. I understand that Greece does not want to establish a separate body at central and local levels to coordinate activities. Okay, this is a decision of national state party. We respect that. But I wanted to be convinced that there is a coordination going without a special body. For example, you should have convinced us that the convention rights, the necessary policies, mandates are integrated in the horizontal policies, in the mandates of the line ministers. I was not convinced about that. So I still think that there is no real coordination, there is overlapping, there is a conflicting actions, etc. Please tell me that I am wrong. Child marriage. I didn't get the answer. I will put the question very simply. Can a civil judge approve a request for a marriage of a Greek, two Greek nationals, a girl at 15 and boy at 17, if they provide some reasons? Please give me a simple answer without reading what the Greek civil code says about that. Another question about the marriage. Could a girl at 15 and a boy at 16 coming from Muslim religious community celebrate a marriage if both families, the parents of both children, agree to go to the apply Sharia law? Then regarding child protection system, I understand, and I will reflect this in the COPs, that it is a decision of parents to leave their children in the alternative care, whatever it means. We did not have any data about how many institutions, how many foster parents are in Greece, how many children are placed there. We need this data to make our assessment and evaluation of the system in Greece. Lacking this data, what kind of COPs we are going to issue for you to help you? I don't know. We are listening what you have provided in writing. It's a parental decision to place the child into public care. The convention does not say this. This is contrary to the convention. So my simple question is, which authority makes a best interest assessment of the child where to leave the child, in the family or in alternative care, what kind of alternative care. This is what the convention says. The child can be separated if only in the best interest. Now, parents actually in Greece are doing this assessment. How about Greek state? How about implementation of the convention? I asked a very simple question in order to be very clear in the COPs about health. We know about your laws that allow children, regardless of their status, migration status, etc., to access health. But we know also that in practice this does not happen because there is this security number that is very difficult to obtain, and we got a positive information, and you did not confirm that, the Ministry of Health. So please let me know if the law of 2019 and ministerial decision of 2020 actually sets the framework for the provision of Alliance Temporary Social Security and Medical Care number, resolving critical issues in terms of access. This I call administrative barriers that have been lifted. So please answer me in order to be positive in the COPs. Otherwise, I won't be. I don't have the material. Then I hear that a body responsible for gender equality is assessing families with disabilities. And last answer was another institution actually is implementing this, that in, action plan, excellent action plan. So please, I'm confused. Help me to understand who is doing what. So my and this famous register for children for adoption and foster care. My question is, how children actually enter this register? Who decides that children can be adopted or should go to foster care? Who decides? I finish here. Back to you, Chair.